BBC News with Moira Alderson. The US Republican Party has retained its majority in the House of Representatives, giving Donald Trump a clean sweep of both chambers of Congress. Projections show the Republicans are guaranteed the required minimum of 218 seats. Mr. Trump has named the outspoken Congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Mr. Gaetz has been accused of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. He denies the charges. A well-known Iranian human rights advocate and former journalist has killed himself over what he called the dictatorship of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Kianush Shanjari jumped from a high building in Tehran. Torrential rains have again been lashing parts of southern and eastern Spain. The river Benamorgosa has burst its banks in Malaga province, where about 4,000 people have been evacuated. The British Museum in London has announced it's to receive the biggest ever donation in UK museum history, a collection of world-renowned Chinese ceramics worth more than $1 billion. Prosecutors in France have called for the far-right leader Marine Le Pen to be jailed. She's on trial accused of embezzling European Parliament funds. They want her banned from office for 5 years. The Israeli army says six soldiers have been killed fighting Hezbollah in South Lebanon. The defence minister, Yisrael Katz, says there will be no let-up in the war against Hezbollah. The president of Argentina, Javier Milei, has recalled his delegation from the UN climate summit in Azerbaijan. Mr. Milei has previously said global warming is a socialist lie and has threatened to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. A diamond necklace with possible links to Marie Antoinette, the queen beheaded following the French Revolution, has sold for just over $4 million. It may include jewels she was accused falsely of not paying for. BBC News.